just a few words. And that is, you can't really talk about forgiveness too much. I don't think it's possible. This is the time we have to forgive. All of us have things that we don't want to forgive. He hurt me so bad. She hurt me so badly. That's got to be forgiven. How you treat the person that you hate the most is you're telling God, this is how I want you to treat me. Scripture is clear. Tradition is clear. The Lord's Prayer is clear. You will be forgiven only as much as you forgive those that hurt you, that sin against you. So the burden is on you. It's not a big, bad, mean, cruel God if you go to hell. It's you. He's telling you, he's giving us an instruction manual. And so I think we need to talk about it as much as possible. All you have to do is forgive. Forgive your brother who stole your inheritance. Forgive your friend that, I mean, I don't know what terrible thing, did something terrible to you, stole your husband. Whatever it is, you have to forgive them. It's for your own benefit and really for the benefit of the whole world when you forgive. So forgive me if I'm sounding dramatic, but it is kind of a dramatic thing. You have control. As hard as it is, you need to forgive. Do the Jesus prayer. Do the Jesus prayer for the person. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on my husband, John, and forgive me. Have mercy on the person you're upset with and forgive me, because if you're upset with them, you've already sinned, right? So there's something, even though he did something terrible to you, you also have a sin. So I'm just reminding you, this is like a combination of five or six of my sermons. Just a reminder, it's critical to forgive. And if you think you've forgiven, but then things still come up and you see them at the grocery store and you're like, ugh, then you need to work on it some more. All right? This is something that you need to do, I need to do, because I want on Judgment Day, on that great day, I want all of us to be standing on the right side. I mean, what a joy that would be to see all of your family and all of us all together. I know we do it one by one, but if we do that, which the instruction manual tells us to do, then we're going to see each other and we're going to see our loved ones. So God bless you. And we've already passed out the Andidero, so let's do a blessing for the food downstairs. Our Father.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Deliver us from the evil one. Glory to the Father, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and through the ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Holy Father, give the blessing.
Christ our God, bless the food and give your servants hand to prepare. Bless all of us as we fellowship. Help us to fellowship with the idea that we will know each other better and help meet each other's needs. For your holy, now and forever, the age of ages.